Thanks for tuning into Conversations About Meaningful Things, the podcast where we dig into life, faith, and all the important questions. In a world that can feel isolating sometimes, we want to encourage you that you're not alone, that God loves you and isn't afraid of your questions. And that's the purpose of this podcast. In our time together, you can expect real talk, genuine interviews, and probably a few laughs along the way. Our hope is as you connect, you feel seen, loved, and encouraged as you take steps in your faith journey. So settle in and let's dive into the conversation. We're so happy to have you along. Well, hey, welcome to another episode of Conversations About Meaningful Things. I am one of your hosts, Alex. I'm so happy that you've chosen to join us today, and I'm not alone today. I've got two of my good friends here with me, as always. Brian.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Good morning.
Good to see you. Is it morning?
Good morning, good evening.
It's morning somewhere.
And good night.
Yeah.
To quote the Truman
Show.
If
you want to let us know, listener, you can email us, podcast@victorchurch.org. Let us know when you're listening.
What time zone are you in?
I listen to podcasts kind of all the time, but I have particular ones that I listen to more at night or more during the day.
Got a rhythm with that.
Some podcasts get loud, and if you're falling asleep or something, you don't want one that has a lot of
you insinuating people are going to be listening
laughter
to this to fall asleep.
It's possible. Like,
yes, this is my fall asleep. This puts me to bed.
I think we have calming voices. Maybe. I don't know. Let us know. There's another host here, too.
I once mentioned to some folks that, I was impressed that their baby had slept. And they're like, yeah, well, your voice is so calming, they just fall right asleep. I'm like, oh, well, I'm glad you don't.
And that is Steve. That's the third host.
that's me.
For Conversations About Meaningful
the
Things.
The sleepy voice.
Should we? Maybe we shouldn't. No. Well, okay, I will. Just have to throw, we're just talking about people falling asleep to this podcast. I just found out recently, I thought this whole time, my beautiful wife has been listening to our podcast, and she just admitted the other day, she's like, yeah, I haven't listened to, I think she said she listened to maybe an episode.
All right.
She's like, I hear you talk all the time at home. Why do I need to hear your voice another time? I'm like, okay.
I get that.
So Alex's
that's
wife, hurtful. If you're listening, send us an email.
That's, yeah. If you are joining us, we're so happy that you're here.
Put one of those, like when you do send an email and put at the end, if you've read this far, say this word to me and you get a candy bar.
Yeah.
We should put that in for anybody. That's
at the, end, at the end of this episode.
That's the secret thing.
If we're going to give you a code. Far, you want a gift card.
Yeah. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but Steve, you used to be in radio, right?
It was a long time ago.
Sure. But you were still in radio.
Well, yes, I was. I had a youth-focused radio show called...
How old were you when you did that?
Youth Connection. Let's see. Probably early... mid-20s, yeah.
Mid-20s. So that was like the...
Careful.
Oh, boy.
The 1930s, 1920s, around there.
Yeah, it was between the 30s and the 2000s. Yeah. How's that? No, well, that would have been late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. I was just telling our youth intern that snippet just because it came up. I mean, we all at our church obviously hear Steve every week, and just something about his very natural ability to communicate. I was like, yeah, he was actually in radio before. And he's like, oh, really? That makes sense. I feel like every time I reveal that to someone, they're like, yeah.
So it was sort of an extension of our youth ministry. Mm. It was just, there wasn't a lot, in my opinion, there wasn't a lot happening in terms of Christian radio music was,
it wasn't
up to date. Mm, so it was a way to just kind of introduce a new generation to
that's cool.
Christian music.
What that was cool. Did you can you remember what was your go-to song that you would put on? Like, did you have one that you're like, this always?
Now we'll know the year.
No, but we always tried to do new, like, hey, introduce a new artist each week. Again, because what was available up to that point was very one lane-ish.
Right.
So could mention artists, but I don't really want to alienate anybody.
Sure, that's great.
Let's just say my parents really enjoyed what was available to them, but then not my peers.
So. Yeah. There seems to be a really cool resurgence in Christian music right now. Mm-hmm. when I was growing up, there was a good amount of bands coming out that were doing more genres of Christian music, where it wasn't just the straightforward Sunday morning worship type stuff. Yeah. There's a place for that, and then there's also a place for hip hop and pop punk and all of those other things.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I never discovered those. I, for all of my high school years, was heavily involved in youth ministry and in our church and the youth group. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until I went to college, I'm like, oh, there's this whole world of Christian music that I can lean into. And so when I was out of college and then involved in youth ministry, I was like, well, okay, I'm back in my hometown, and how can I help unveil that world to the next generation? So that's kind of what prompted, let's go into radio. It was Sunday night. It started off, we called it Sunday Night Youth Group. Radio Youth Group, we called it. Okay. And then we had a contest where people could make suggestions and we voted, and it was ended up being called Youth Connection. And because of where we were, we were an international radio ministry because we had
you're really close to Canada.
A dozen people from Canada that listen too.
Cool.
So, Steve, is this radio station still going?
So our topic for today, yes, it is.
You told us the name.
It is still going.
I love it.
Great. That's awesome.
And only once did I get scolded for the song choices for that particular show. I got called in the office. They said, I can't believe you played this. I'm like, What don't you believe about it? So we had a little theological discussion about a Morgan Cryer song, I think. Anyway,
oh, cool,
very cool.
I don't know who that is.
But that's okay.
I will attempt to segue though.
Yes, please.
Today, what we're talking about, you just described the scene that you started in radio. I agree. Like when I was a kid, I remember there was like maybe one station that was like not just your maybe old time music in the Christian world. There was some that were more tailored to the younger generation. There's a variety. And I think the beauty of the kingdom of God and us as his children, like we've all been given different unique abilities being made in his image. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to talk about today are spiritual gifts specifically. This one was prompted, honestly, I've had a lot of conversations and I know you guys have too. You know, you talk with people being in ministry and you have these conversations where maybe it's one of those I see in you conversations where you're like, man, I see this in you. I see this developing in you.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been in youth ministry. And I remember sometimes the look on the face of the student or somebody else, they're like, really?
Right.
Like, yeah. What does that mean? Or how do I develop that? And maybe you, listener, are going, okay, God gives me spiritual gifts. What in the world does that even mean? I thought today we could kind of tackle maybe the two-sided question. Does God give each individual believer specific spiritual gifts? Is that a scriptural, biblical idea? And if so, how in the world do we cultivate those? Do they need to be cultivated, or does God just download them when we start following him and we're like, oh, cool, I'm all of a sudden super awesome at this thing?
Well, so the first question is maybe what is a spiritual gift?
Yeah.
How is that different than just I'm good at something?
Right.
So one of the things we see in Scripture, and we see it in Romans a lot, we see it in 1 Corinthians 12 in those passages. We see that spiritual gifts, one of the purposes, and I will say categorically, yes, God gives spiritual gifts to people, but the question is, well, what is that? Well, one of the key features of a spiritual gift, different than just, hey, I'm good at this, is spiritual gifts are used to serve God, to build up the body, be some sort of benefit to the kingdom. They're not self-serving. So, if you have something that you're good at, or you feel like, hey, I have unique opportunities in this, and I see some healthy success in that arena. Yeah. If it's for the kingdom of God, then that's an indicator that maybe that's a spiritual gift. That's one of the characteristics different than just, hey, I'm good at this and I can make a lot of money at it or I whatever.
Right.
Know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, actually, in the First Corinthians 12, verse 7 says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, and then goes on through a listing of a bunch of them. And yeah, it's for growing the kingdom. And so it's God's Holy Spirit kind of showing itself through us and how God wants us to use that. What makes that different than, or is it different than people who just naturally have that sort of thing? Like, one is cheerfulness. Is that there's some people who just wake up happy and some that definitely don't.
So being a morning person is a spiritual gift. Is that what you're asking?
Can it be?
Well, I mean, there's called out in Scripture hospitality. I don't know if it's that's a stretch or not, but the ability to make someone else feel welcome. Mm-hmm. There's certainly people who don't give a thought about God who are good at hospitality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But again, the question is, how is that used in the kingdom of God? How does that serve God? Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the differentiations. Yeah. And I also think that, yeah, there may be things that we are inherently good at or talented at, but I think their full potential, capacity, effectiveness happens when we're utilizing that through the Holy Spirit in the context of our desire and intent to serve God with that.
Yeah, I would agree. I also think, like, I see there's common grace where, like, God just gives. It's not like specific to, okay, you know, you're going to do really great things. You're going to be mediocre in life. So I'm going to dish these out, you know, to people. Like, I think, you know, we see people that are super talented and they're not following Jesus. But I think, yeah, the difference is, again, how it's being used. And I think what you said, Steve, too, it's there is a there's something specific that God has for all of us. We're all made in the image of God, but as we're following him, I think too, the difference is it's being used to build up the kingdom. Mm-hmm. It's not self-serving. And I think, I don't know if this is maybe on the spiritual gift side of thing, but I think it's kind of curious to me is like some of the most talented, successful people. I love just listening to, you know, them sharing about their successes and stuff. And so many of them, when it's like, it's all been about chasing, you know, being the best, and then they are the best and they get to the top. There's always that sort of question of like, I don't know what's next. Like it's almost like there's this, I'm not fulfilled. Like I've done everything there is to do and now what? And you have to wonder if that's speaking to, you know, how we were designed by God. Like, there's a greater purpose for the gifts we've been given.
And I think you're hitting on something that's really important, and that is there's got to be that greater purpose. And when we're only serving ourselves, that's a pretty limited effectiveness or sense of fulfillment.
Right.
And you get to the end of that, and you're like, wait, there's got to be something more.
You
know, one of the things that you just said, you know, we can see really talented people, and then you went on with your sentence. I'll just say part of being created in the image of God, which is all of us, is that we are all very talented. Like we have to look at a much wider definition of what that is than just what the world says, because the world says, well, you're talented if you can do these certain things and otherwise you're not.
Right.
So the world may not value something like, you know, a person who's compassionate and can empathize with a person and take time to pray with them or be consistent. Yeah. Like that's like, okay, yeah, okay, you're good, you're consistent, but you know, what kind of business are you building or something?
Yeah.
You know, I think let's just make sure we, if you're listening and you're like, yeah, I see lots of talented people around me, but I don't know about me. Yeah. No, we're all talented in different ways, and we all have something to offer and bring to the table when it comes to how we can serve God, how he can be a part of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I think what you hit on, Steve, is that's not a new struggle. It's, I mean, that struggle of comparison has been around from day one. I'm reminded the Apostle Paul Brian just read one of his letters to the churches as we're talking about spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians, when he talks about, like, we as believers are all part of the body of Christ. And yep. I love the analogy that he uses. It's like, just because you're not a hand or an eye, like, he basically uses the analogy of, you know, if the ear says to the eye, I'm paraphrasing it, like, you know, I'm not an eye, so I'm not valuable. It's like, well, if the whole body was an eye, that would be super scary and not an effective body.
No, not at all.
It's like we actually need each other. And it's the beauty of what Jesus came to do is that he desires to use all of us to be effective in the kingdom. And that means that he has a specific plan for each person in the faith.
So back to the original thought or question, spiritual gifts. So, you know, what do those look like? How do we discover those? And the question you asked, is it something that God just sort of zaps us with?
Yeah.
Is it something we have, but kind of wakes up when we are serious about our faith? What are your thoughts on those questions?
So I'm trying to conceptualize it fully so that it's clear in my mind before it comes out of my mouth. That's how people talk. So I think I have kind of three lanes of how I view it. There is the, like God knit you together in your mother's womb and you were born with certain leanings, certain skills and talents that he does want you to use for furthering the kingdom. And when you accept him, you receive the Holy Spirit, that can kind of click into place. And you see kind of the fullness and the fruit of that.
Yeah.
Then there is, I have seen where, this person goes their whole life before Jesus expressing no want, need, talent, giftings at all in a certain area. And then once they have Jesus in their life, they all of a sudden are like, wow, like whatever it is, like, I guess I need to be doing this. And so I'm doing it. And I guess, I feel like even saying I'm pretty good at this is wrong. Cause it's God kind of using them for that purpose. And then I think there's the other side of it's the challenge. It's, hey, you're not a speaker, but I'm calling on you to speak. And with you going into that, my goodness will be shown through you.
Yeah.
And
we see that consistently in biblical characters who are like, you know, I think God's idea of recruiting an assignment is so different than what yours or mine would be. Like, take this guy who stutters and can't talk, make him the mouthpiece.
Yeah, right. It's Moses, right?
Take this guy who's constantly sticking his foot in his mouth and saying the wrong thing so much that you call him Satan and said, "Get behind me."
Yeah,
and make him, you know, the guy who then speaks and thousands of people respond. You know, take the one who's got the horrible reputation as a social outcast and have her carry the message to her community.
Yeah.
Like we just look at those things differently if we look at it devoid of God being at work and the Holy Spirit leading.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that brings up a good point, Steve. It's that it's God's work in us. It's not our raw talent. And that's, I think, what we're getting at today is I think there are gifts, talents, abilities that God's given us. And sometimes we know that God's calling us to use those, but we're scared, or maybe we don't know. And God's going to put us in situations where he's going to equip us. And that's, I've heard this phrase, like God equips those that he's called. Like it's not the God's just waiting for us to get our acts together and then he'll use us. Like once I've done a sufficient amount of prep, then God's going to be like, all right, now I'm going to use you. I think we overcomplicate it sometimes, and God uses consistently in scripture. And I've seen in my life, all he wants is our yes. All he wants is us to be willing vessels to go, God, I want you to use me. And I think we'll be surprised by what he does. I will say, I think, you know, again, what I've seen when going back to the original question, like, are we born with gifts and then we God uses those, or do we, when we start following Jesus, does he start just putting things in our path? I think it's, I think it can be both. Mm-hmm. We have a staff member here. Hopefully we'll have him on soon. Hank, he's our executive pastor. Like, I just think about his story, like, started out in the business world and then God called him into ministry. And so it's like, he's using the gifts and talents that he already was using. But now he's able to use those in ministry, to build up the kingdom. He was doing that before he stepped into ministry, but I just think that's kind of a cool example. Like, you know, sometimes we're wired up a certain way. We follow Jesus and then we find ourselves using those. But I also think as we follow him, there are things that we start developing that he's working in us and through us.
Yeah. I think sometimes we over compartmentalize those categories. Like, sure. Well, is that a talent? Is it a skill? Is it a gift?
Yeah.
Like, I think God uses all of those things as much as we are willing to be used. Like someone once said that the most important ability is availability, which is what you said,
yeah,
Alex, you know, just, you know, as our yes on the table kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, God has created us unique, each of us, and there are things that we are better at and worse at, but I think all those really begin to engage and have the most impact when we allow those to be used for God, for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And so, so if you're listening, I think one of the first questions would be, you know, are there certain things that you're passionate about that line up with things that you know God's passionate about from his word, and start to pursue opportunities for those? I think one of the ways that, you know, we can kind of confirm our gifting, so to speak, if we want to use that terminology, is just start to take steps in that direction. Are there opportunities? Do you see effectiveness?
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right, Brian. It's not like, oh, I can do this well. Maybe the better question is, do I see that I'm effective in this area? Mm-hmm. And it maybe helps keep us humble and not, doesn't become about us. But
yeah.
I see effectiveness for the kingdom in this area when I serve in this way.
And yeah.
So if you're wondering, like, what are my gifts? Get input from the people around you. Start to take some steps. And what do you see effectiveness at? If, you know, don't keep bonking your head against the brick wall. If things aren't working, you know, take a step in a different direction then.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about walking in step with the Holy Spirit, with God. And part of walking in step is taking a step. It's not waiting and saying, what direction? Okay. Ooh, I don't like that way. Then I'm just going to wait. It's like, no, take the step. Yeah. And he'll redirect as needed. I think it was when we were talking about kind of God's will for my life and everything. We were just talking about, like, you need to do that. We've had a couple new kind of, I guess, staff people coming on throughout the years. And I'm pretty sure every story, the most recent ones, have all been, oh, you guys are in New York? No. And then, well, look at that. They're here.
Okay, he's talking about me. It's fine.
But it's that, like, it's in that they were still open, even though in their hearts they said, hey, there's snow there. Although Ohio is not much better. But in that no, they still were like, but God, like, I'm open to that. Yeah. I was just talking to one of our students who's graduating this year. If she's listening, hi. But she has that question that everyone has about college, where it's like, okay, I'm kind of leaning towards this way. I don't know, though. I don't want to make the wrong choice. Mm-hmm. How do I know which one I'm supposed to go to? How do I know where God wants me to go?
Yeah.
And she's been doing everything right. I was like, have you asked God directly? Mm-hmm, have you continually been asking? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, like, that's all you can do. And you just need to keep asking. Eventually it'll click.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was having a conversation with some folks recently, and they made the comment that, you know, I feel like if I make this decision, it's the next 20 years of my life, and like feeling some undue pressure. And I think, you know, that's not the way that we see scripture lay out how God wants to work in our lives. God doesn't want to say, hey, I'm going to work now. I'll check in with you in 20 years.
Right.
It's an ongoing thing. So you're so right, Brian, that we take those steps of faith and know that God will continue to direct or redirect if that if that's the case. I know there's lots of times in my life I've prayed, okay, God, I think this is what you want, so I'm going to start moving this way, and if I'm wrong, hit me with a 2x4. Like, go ahead and change, because I'm not shutting you out just because I made this decision in this moment. So, you know, continue to ask God for clear guidance. Even when you're taking steps that you think are correct, you still want to know, God, are you, you know, continue to guide and direct? And as you take those steps, what are the opportunities then that he's bringing your way in the midst of that?
Yeah, I mean, we can trust the gift giver. Like, when we're talking about gifts, like when you are given something as a gift, in order to engage with it, you have to open it. You have you have to actually figure out what it is, and then actually engage with that thing. Which I think maybe as we wrap up this conversation, I think part of this is, you know, God gives good gifts to his kids. But it's not very useful to you or the kingdom if you just set it on a shelf and don't actually use it. And the one who gave it to you, he's not playing hide and seek with you. Like, God wants and desires us to lean into him. And as we do, I believe that we'll discover those things that he has given us and flourish in those. Maybe as we wrap up, what are some resources that you guys know of that could be helpful just as a next step for those, that listener that's going, this sounds great. Okay. God's gifted me in different areas. Maybe I know what a few of those are, but are there any helpful tools out there that somebody could maybe engage in? Or I know some of you, you mentioned just getting good people around you that can speak into you, that maybe see things that you don't see at the moment. Anything else that you found to be helpful or encouraging?
I mean, I'll just give out the kind of the three, I guess, main spots. We see Romans 12, verses 6 through 8, 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11, and then it says 1 Corinthians 12, 28. Ephesians kind of talks about more of areas of kind of ministry, I guess, that you might be called to. But check out those first. My encouragement to everyone is, we're talking about both gifts that God will give you in the future, and then also the ones kind of that he created you to already have. The easiest first step you can take is figuring out the ones you already have, start walking in that, and then listen to God as you go forward through that. Honestly, one of the biggest for me is, if you're not attending a church, attend a church. There's going to be things that they need help with there, whether they say it or you just see it. And that's a great, amazing opportunity to take that first little step. I've had this experience, I'm sure probably you guys have too, where you're attending a church and they say, hey, we need help with whatever it is, this specifically. And you feel not the nudging, but like the full on kick in the back from God going, that's for you. You go, oh, I don't know. I don't think. You wouldn't have that opportunity if you weren't there listening to that. So yeah, get involved with a place. I know there's a lot of churches do. I'm sure we will eventually do some sort of a spiritual gifts class to kind of figure out. With that, I would just say, as we've been saying, that's more of the ones that you already have and have been showing. But don't limit it to that. Don't say no to God if he's calling you to something that you're not gifted in yet.
I was going to say a really easy resource that I've found helpful is, there are some good like spiritual gifts assessments or tests. There's one that I've used that I found to be really good. Is it's literally spiritualgiftstest.com. It's free. I will say a caveat to that, just like anything, don't get the results of that and go, well, this is what they are, so I now need to go do that thing, or that is definitely not mine. Like, I would just say, do that in tandem with relationship with others, whether it's with your pastor or somebody that that you trust that has some wisdom to be able to help guide you. You know, again, it's a, it's maybe if you're going, I completely have no idea, it could be a good starting point, to maybe at least guide you in a direction.
Yeah, I think those resources are helpful, but they're not the end all, right? That's what
sure.
you're saying.
Absolutely.
So I think those can help maybe give you some initial things to pursue and to check out.
Yeah.
Kind of going along with what Brian said, you know, spiritual gifts are never meant for a vacuum. So they're meant to happen in community. They're yeah. meant to be refined in community, discovered in community, which means just what we've been saying. Get input from people around you that you trust that yeah. are wise and can have godly input for you, also can provide the opportunities for you to check things out,
yeah.
Begin to take those steps, and don't worry about missteps. That's the other thing I would say. You know, there's been times where people have said, oh, I thought this was one of my spiritual gifts. I started pursuing it, and I'm floundering. It's terrible. I'm never going to do this ever again. You know, don't have that all or nothing. I tried something once and so I'll never do that again. Yeah. You know, part of the journey is walking with Christ and allowing him to show you new things every day. That's yeah. one of the promises of scripture. And that's true about gifts as well. Mm-hmm. It might be a new opportunity. It might be, hey, here's something different. I'm working in you. And now, I want to see you use that. So stick with it. Look for opportunities to engage and impact the world around you for the kingdom of God. And I have no doubt God will guide and lead you in that and show mm-hmm. you those places, those people, and the opportunities that he brings. So that's going to wrap it up for our discussion for now. Maybe we'll revisit this because this is a wide and broad topic that we could spend some time with. But so glad that you joined us for this conversation. And if you have any questions, input for us, podcast@victorchurch.org is how you can reach out to us. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. Yeah.